Hello and welcome to the Thursday Sports Show on University Radio Nottingham. I'm your host Matt Webb and I'm joined here by Jeremy Dunn as always. I'm also joined here by Tilly and Laura, the track captain and ladies captain of the University of Nottingham cycling team. Thank you for coming in guys, and we're going to chat about track cycling at the University of Nottingham today. So I think first off we can start off by talking a bit about Bucks. So you don't compete all year round, is that? You have sort of one-off events, is that right?
Yeah, so Bucks this year was at the start of December. We kind of train from, September up to the event. It's pretty intense, few weeks of training with our coach Brian down at Derby Velodrome pretty much twice a week, was it? We had 7 till 9 on a Sunday morning this year, which was...
That's a lovely one to get up for.
It's good for students, isn't it?
Great.
Absolutely. Well, at least it's not on a Saturday morning. I think that might be even worse.
No, that's true. Well, Laura was hungover for most of the sessions anyway, so always. Made no difference.
She's shaming you live on air here. So what sort of things do the training sessions usually involve then for you guys? Is it just basic cycling or so? A lot of different exercises that you do?
Well, it depends what stage of the season we're in, really. Right at the start, it's just getting used to being on the track, riding as a team. And then once we form our kind of pursuit team, so that's four in a team, it's more focused on getting used to the actual effort leading up to the proper event, yeah.
And how have you got on so far in Bucks events this season?
Oh, we haven't done too badly. So this year, the ladies team pursuit team got a bronze medal. Tilly got a silver in the points. And the guys did well as well, so their team pursuit team won.
Yeah.
Well, brilliant, that's great. And what when's your next Bucks event?
So we're just going into road season now. So we've got the time trials in April. The road races are also in April. Downhill mountain bike as well, which I will not be doing.
That sounds a bit dangerous, to be fair.
Yeah, terrifying. But, you know, I respect the people that do. And then after that, it'll just be spending the summer getting ready for track again.
And for some of our listeners, they might be listening to us and thinking track, road. What's the difference for these between these two disciplines?
So cycling does have a lot of disciplines and it can get confusing trying to explain it to people. So you've got track and that's normally done indoors in the velodrome. So you might have seen Chris Hoy and people on TV doing it. And then road has a variety of things. So time trials is you against the clock, either on your own or in a team. Road races are kind of Tour de France style, but not quite as long. And then you've got circuit races, which tend to be on like short closed circuits or town centres. And then there's various other things like mountain biking, cyclocross. There's a lot of variety, which I think is why it appeals to a lot of us.
For sure. And I mean, I think it's good that the fact that the university offers all these different types in the cycling club. So, you know, in terms of membership, is it quite a diverse membership then in terms of people taking interest in different disciplines of cycling?
Yeah, definitely. Like in the last few years, we've really come on and got a lot more members, like from beginners to mountain bikers to everything. Whereas it used to just be a bunch of boys that would go out on the roads and race each other every Wednesday. But now we do have a good variety.
Well, this is the thing. We've got a lot more competitive women in the club this year, which is really, really good. I think our committee's 50-50. Male to female, which has never been before.
No, it used to be one token ladies captain.
Yeah. Well, I think that's really nice to hear the fact that the club's diversifying, and I think it's sort of a sign of the times, really, in terms of the way the sport as a whole is going. So in terms of people who are listening to this and thinking, potentially, I might want to get involved in cycling, but let's take a rogue example. Say somebody has never cycled before, as in they've never even sat on a bike. Would they be able to get involved with you guys?
Of course, yeah. We've got our Vice President, Katie. She's in charge, really, isn't she, of all the newbies. And she does, you know, her and Rebecca, who's one of the presenters here, they do campus laps every week. We have club bikes that people can just get on, have a go. And if they don't like it, they don't like it. If not, they can progress and start racing, maybe.
And do they have to cycle all the way up Portland Hill?
They do, unfortunately, but it's
we
good
won't
for the
shame
legs.
Anyone.
You see, that's hard enough
walking.
For me walking
but
up to my lecture
at Clark Ranger. You get to go back down, so, you know, you get the reward as
that's
well.
True, but then think about going back down is so much quicker than going up it, though. So surely it doesn't really work out that way.
No, it does.
I mean, I can imagine as someone that isn't the best on the bike, I'll put it that way, not particularly skilled in it, I can imagine though that that's probably quite a good experience though from you guys for just being able to do it in the ability to get to do it really well. So which Matt touched on then earlier, kind of you guys would say about sort of your recruitment you've had this year. So it's been a really good uptake for you. Obviously we're just sort of coming towards the end now of refreshers. Don't know if you guys have anything. Have you got any sort of new events coming up maybe for members that might want to get involved with it?
We still ride run rides every, what, twice a week. We do Wednesdays from Portland at 2, and we do Saturday morning rides, although the Saturdays are usually a little quicker, aren't they? Do we still do campus laps?
Yeah, Saturday tends to be out on the road, yeah. But there is still a steady group that goes out, and they're at the pace of the steadiest rider. We also run Watt Bike sessions at Jubilee Campus, and we've got an Engage Watt Bike session coming up, and Engage Track coming up too.
Have a go on the boards. Yeah.
That all sounds very exciting indeed. And you've mentioned, as we continuing the theme of sort of membership uptake, do you think it's important, obviously, Since probably Bradley Wiggins won the Tour de France, we've seen a lot more publicity for British cycling. We've seen Geraint Thomas and Chris Froome win the Tour de France, Thomas and Wiggins win Sports Personality of the Year, likes of Laura Kelly doing really well at the Olympics. Do you think this is directly translating to more people getting involved with cycling?
Definitely. I mean, British Cycling have just launched their massive new campaign to get more people riding. I think it definitely shows. We've got a lot more people who perhaps haven't ridden before and aren't as confident and want to get into racing. And one of the biggest things we've had actually is, you know, people asking how they can start racing, which is really good to see. Really good.
And touching upon that sort of public perception, there are sometimes some negative connotations with cycling.
Yep. Yeah.
Does this affect you at all? Sort of, to put it bluntly, there are often allegations made about doping in cycling, particularly after the wake of the Lance Armstrong sort of saga. And Chris Froome has sort of, well, nothing's been proved, but obviously he's had
there are allegations.
Small case, yeah.
So does that influence sort of how you're perceived by other sports people, do you think?
I mean, not so much the doping. No. You know, at this level, I doubt we're not winning enough for it to be a problem.
I mean, it's a real commitment, wouldn't there, to be doing it at this level.
Yeah, I mean, we're mainly hopped off on caffeine, so I think it's still in the legal limits, but not the doping, but other stuff, you know. Mm. I'm from a rural area, so moving to Nottingham City was, you know, a big change. And actually the attitude of people in the city is massively different. But we've got such a supportive club, and actually when we all ride together, we don't tend to have any problems.
Yeah, I was going to touch upon that about riding on the roads, because obviously there's stuff in the news about how people can find it difficult. You know, there's been some really unfortunate accidents at times. Have you guys had incidents where you felt unsafe on the roads?
I find we often get beeped at, I've been sworn at, I've had people stop and get out of their cars and shout at me. So there is a bit of a negative thing with car drivers. But then on the other hand, a lot of drivers are very understanding and give a lot of space. And I think that is something people worry about when they're getting into cycling, coming out on the roads. And that's why we do campus laps, because campus is obviously a lot quieter. And our steady captain's really good at kind of reassuring people. Mm.
Yeah, and we wouldn't want to put people off. You know, we ride in a group for a reason. It's much safer. You know, usually only the more experienced rider. Like I love riding my own. So yeah. I love it. I don't want to talk to anybody. But for safety wise, it is, you know, we ride together for a reason. And it does help.
I've come off on ice and things, and there are risks to it. But I think it's just so much fun that it's worth the risk.
My uncle broke his hip last year coming off on ice while cycling, which is, yes.
Yeah, we've had a few breaks, haven't we?
Be careful,
but mostly in racing, not on leisure rides.
Yeah.
But I think, to be fair, most sports have their associated risks.
There's always a risk to anything you do, you know, and the benefit and the joy you get from riding a bike completely outweighs the negatives.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if we just return to the competitive aspects thing, we talked a bit about Bucks. What other competitions do you guys compete in?
So we had a fairly good representation at Nationals. It was National Track Champs last weekend. Mm-hmm. So the boys were there for their team pursuit. They ended up coming seventh, which was actually really, really good. I don't think they were happy with their ride, but, you know, against national teams, they did very well.
Like, bear in mind, you know, they raced in their finals against the Scottish national team. Like, it's a massive achievement. Mm.
And I made a brief appearance in the points race qualifier. I didn't qualify, but I was there and I finished with the group. And
yeah, you did it.
I sat on Eleanor Barker's wheel. And for anyone who doesn't know who she is, she's
Olympic gold
very,
medalist.
Very famous. Yeah. I sat on her wheel while her bike was clicking away, which was slightly disconcerting. Mm. But it was great fun.
That must be a surreal experience, riding behind an Olympic gold medalist.
Well, I also had Katie Archibald and Nia Evans, who is another... She won the points race in the end. So it's absolutely surreal that I can, you know, I'm all right on Bucks. I can do Bucks. I'm up there at Bucks. But nationally I'm nowhere.
Yeah.
So the fact that I can just turn up, get on the track and ride with these amazing people is really incredible.
Were there many other university teams there?
Derby had their team there. They did an absolutely stunning ride, just narrowly missed out on getting a medal, actually, by literally hundredths of a second. And Loughborough girls were also there doing their team pursuit.
No surprise that Loughborough as a university always at sporting events.
They didn't have the ride they wanted to, but they did a very good ride.
So when you're training, you mentioned two other East Midlands universities in Loughborough and Derby. Do you often see them at the velodrome in Derby when you're training?
All the time.
Yeah, we're actually really good friends with them, like out of competition. It's kind of funny at Bucks Track how, you know, you see the clusters of teams that live near a track, and that is a big thing about track cycling. You have to have the access to the velodrome to train. Mm.
Yeah. How often a week would you guys say that you would train for track cycling? So obviously, like we've touched on the rides which you do around campus, but for if you're on a track cycling, for you guys, how frequently do you need to keep going?
It's quite intense, to be honest, because obviously we are trying to compete at the highest level we can. So we do two sessions a week on the track, and then we're training every other day, sometimes twice a day.
Gym twice a week usually. I did a session right before Bucks where I was at the track on a Wednesday for 6 hours.
Well, so. I think the my most recent experience of cycling was for a sport relief event that URN did, which is called the Race to Space, which is basically, you might have seen this advertised, which involves cycling for 24 hours straight as part of a team.
So that was quite tiring.
I haven't been back on a bike since then, partly because I think sort of the pain just still comes back to me now and then in phantom moments.
I did that on a tandem on Derby track.
That must have been quite an effort.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was my second time riding a tandem.
I know what you mean. It's that time in the morning, isn't it? It's just like...
It's mad.
It was fine for the whole time, but until between about 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning.
Your body knows that you should not be awake, and you definitely shouldn't be exercising.
It's just night shifts, everything.
Yeah.
Well, I think that really sort of brings a nice end to our interview with University of Nottingham cycling team. Guys, thank you very much for coming. It's been a pleasure having you here. Yeah. All the best for your upcoming Bucks events and everything you're doing with national championships. Great stuff, and keep it up.
This is URN Sport.